This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
What do you think of our elected officials today? Cowards, spineless, gutless. I know I'm recorded, doesn't matter to me. Don't get upset with Paul. All he said was the theme is Retake America. When our president was criminally bribing sitting senators to get his Obamacare several years ago, because he was going to different senators. Ben Nelson is one of them. He promised Ben Nelson from Nebraska, I'll give you certain things if you vote. That's called bribery. I wrote the FBI, and I said, you represent us, something needs to be done. And somebody called me from the FBI and said, that's the way it's done in Washington, D.C. It's called bribery. There are things going on right now that are treasonous. I don't need to go into all the details, but politically, our country is in a mess. But political is not the problem. It's just a symptom of the problem. Separation of church and state, the way it's talked today, is part of the symptom, not the problem. It's just a symptom. The military, the rules of engagement. Have you ever, I don't know if you saw the movie Lone Survivor. I saw it. I will never see it again. I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. That's the reason I joined the Navy, to go into underwater demolition and be a Navy SEAL back in the 60s. But I will never see that movie again just because of the language. It's horrible. Don't tell me it's like that. Back in the 50s, they made movies about World War II and there was no profanity in them. There's no need for it. You don't need profanity to sell a movie. But Marcus Luttrell was the lone survivor. Do you know why he was the lone survivor? Because of the rules of engagement for the military that were designed by the higher-ups at the Pentagon or the White House. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but three of his men died as a result of the thought, if we do that, we could get arrested and court-martialed and go to prison for the rest of our lives because of the rules of engagement. They're tying the hands of the military today, but that's not the problem. It's just a symptom. Do you know that we've murdered over 50 million babies in the womb? There's no law on the books anywhere in the United States to make it legal. It's a Supreme Court decision. There's no law anywhere to authorize abortion. We've murdered 50 million plus over the last 40 years. What about entitlement? By the way, that's not the problem either. It's just a symptom. What about entitlements? There are 90 million people that are happy to get their welfare checks or their food stamps. Why not go get a job? I've got a method. It's never failed. Over 100 people have done it. My method is this. Anybody comes to me and says, I want a job, I'll promise you a job in 3 days. May not be the job you want for the rest of your life, but I can promise you a job in 3 days. Day one, go out and talk to 50 businesses. Ah! Day two, go talk to 50 more. Kill them with kindness. I'll be working someplace in 3 days. Day three, go talk to 50 more businesses. You cannot go to 150 businesses in 3 days and not have a job offer. If you're polite and courteous and treat them with kindness. Over 100 people have done it my way, and 3 days later, it's never failed. Now, most people don't want to go 3 days, but entitlements, not the problem, just a symptom. President Clinton signed into law the DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. A few years ago, President Barack Obama told his Attorney General, Eric Holder, do not defend that law in court. He said that just a couple years ago. He told Eric Holder, the top legal man in the country, do not defend that law. President Clinton signed it into law. Whether he wanted to or not, he signed it into law. Defense of Marriage Act. Look what's happened in the last 2 years with marriage. It's almost gotten to the point where if a pastor says, I'm not going to do anything with homosexuals, then the pastor could get arrested. It's almost to that point today in America. But marriage is not the problem. Political correctness. Symptom, not a problem. Illegal immigrants. Symptom, not a problem. Gun control. To me, gun control is both hands. I've got a concealed weapon permit. I'm not going to tell you if I've got my weapon with me right now or not. It makes no difference. But I've seen reports of bad people coming into churches and shooting and killing people in Texas, in America. Happens all the time. Not all the time. If it happens once, it's too many. But that's America. Judicial decisions. All sorts of things are changed by judicial decision. Not by law, not by the people that we've elected, by judicial decisions. The media is all against the church today. But all of these are symptoms, not the problem. The problem's twofold. I say I've got a plan for 80 years to retake America. I say it'll take 80 years because it's taken 80 years to get where we are. Who's the father of modern education? John Dewey. John Dewey is known as the father of modern education. In the 1930s, two men had the same idea. Two different men had the same idea. Number one, both men had this idea. If you get the youth today, then you've got the country in the next generation. Abraham Lincoln said that, by the way. But two men in the 1930s said the same thing. One of them had one method of getting it, one had another method. These two men were in different countries in the 1930s. One of them was a guy named Adolf Hitler. He said, if we can get the youth, we've got the country for the next generation. Adolf Hitler tried to get the youth in the 1930s, and we know what happened to him in World War II. The other guy that said, if we get the youth, we've got the country, was a guy named John Dewey, an atheist, a communist, one of the writers of the Humanist Manifesto, number one. There are two. John Dewey wrote, helped write the Humanist Manifesto. He was an atheist, hated the Lord Jesus Christ. He's known as the father of modern education. He started in the 30s, and he said this, I know I'm not going to be alive to see the result, but I want to get it started, and I want men and women around me to help formulate this and get it going. John Dewey started what we call modern education today. Back in, I think, 1925, there was a trial called the Scopes Trial. Remember it? Where a professor wanted to teach evolution. He said, now you can't teach it. Now look, today you can't teach creation. John Dewey started in the 1930s with the public education system. And look at it today. In 1964, I read the prayers. Can't do that today. Just a few years ago, my grandson graduated from Palm Bay High School. They were going to have the high school graduation in Calvary Chapel down on Minton Road. It'll seat 5,000 or 6,000 people. Plenty of spaces for all the parents, all the grandparents to go to the graduation. Three families said, I don't want to go to a graduation in the church. I'll see that cross and I'll have to be a Christian. I wish it worked like that, Paul. Because of three whiny families, the school board in Brevard County buckled under and said, okay. And so they had it in another place where not everybody could attend, and it was horrible. But it's amazing what three families can do. What could a church like this do if you bound together and said, I want to retake America? But anyway, two problems in America. Education is one of them. We are today as a direct result of John Dewey, and the second problem, the church. The problems in America must come back to the altar at the church. We, the church, are responsible. We're the ones that have the gospel. We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. We're the ones commanded by God to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Our country was founded on biblical principles. One of the laws that we've got is that churches are not taxed. Here's how that happened. Somebody came into the House of Representatives and said, hey, brothers and sisters. Well, there weren't any women back then. Brothers, I was having my quiet time this morning, and I read Ezra 7:21, where it says, don't tax the churches. And there was a motion on the floor, don't tax the churches. So churches are not taxed today because of Ezra 7:21. There are other times that laws were passed. The three branches of government are from Nehemiah. Our country has rich heritage, but the church has sat back and been quiet. It's our fault. All these other things, politics, separation of church and state, rules of engagement, abortion, entitlements, marriage, political correctness, illegal immigrants, gun control, judicial decisions, media, and all sorts of other things, symptoms. Public education and the church, and the multiple responsibility is on the church. I've got a plan to retake America, but here's the answer. Public education has brought us where we are. Back in the 60s, I grew up going to church, going to Sunday school, active in youth at the Methodist Church and down in Melbourne. Didn't mean anything. I wasn't a Christian, but I went. My generation got married in the late 60s, started raising children. My generation was the hippies from the 60s. My generation were the ones that started rebelling against authority. So these guys my age got married, started having children, and they said to their children, we don't want you to be like we were, being forced to go to church. We want to give you the right. Why not give them the right to eat vegetables? Or not eat vegetables. But the parents said, we want you to choose. So those kids born in the 70s are now parents of children that are 20 years old. And it's been two or three generations now that have grown up in a godless society. That people mock at the thought that we're a Christian nation. Laugh at the possibility that we've got Christian roots when they're there. The problem is the church. Now here's the solution. 8 points. And every one of these 8 are in the book, in a little chart. And the center of this circle is the church. The body of Christ has got to come together in America. We are so splintered. 8 points. Number one, start your life with a biblical world view. There is a creator. There is an eternity. There is a standard. The word of God is a good plumb line. It is absolutely inerrant. First time I met Paul, never forget it. He walked into the church during the week, had this great big old book in his hand. And he said, I'm going around talking to pastors, wanting to talk about the Bible that I just translated. Big book. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but he took 7 years to translate the Bible. He never had any Greek, never had any Hebrew. And he had translated the Bible, and he's got the Paul Esposito version. And that's the way he and I met. We talked for an hour or so, and I said, come to our church. Do what you need to do. Do whatever you want. And I said, by the way, how many pastors have you talked to? How many? Before you got to me, how many had you talked to? None of them. None of them would give him the time of day.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.